More is revealed about a local man arrested for a 20-year-old Utah murder, and an avalanche knocks out hydropower to the Upper Lynn Canal for a short time. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. A man accused in a cold case Utah murder was arrested in Haines on Wednesday after authorities used DNA to link him to the case. Haines Police, Alaska State Troopers, and Alaska Wildlife Troopers assisted Ogden, Utah Police in apprehending Stephen Ellenwood, age 40. Activity began early in the day Wednesday near Allen Road when neighbors said they saw several police and troopers surround a house in the area. Haines Interim Police Chief Simon Ford said authorities first searched that house for Ellenwood, but no one was home. They followed information throughout the day that led them to a house on McFeeters Drive off Small Tracks Road. Ellenwood fled into the woods, but Ford said officers and troopers tracked him down a short time later at the bottom of the hill at Mud Bay Road.
It was a really well-done tactical chase through. The borough police were mobile in our vehicles, driving the roads back and forth, and the troopers and the investigator from Utah combed the woods and kind of just forced him into a small area, and we were able to take him into custody without hurting him.
The 40-year-old man is wanted in the 1993 murder of an elderly woman in Ogden, Utah. According to charging documents, Ellenwood is accused of climbing through a window of a retirement home, sexually assaulting and beating a 92-year-old woman named May Odle. An employee of the retirement home walked into the room, and the suspect, now identified as Ellenwood, fled through the window. Odle died from her injuries 6 days later. About 3 hours after that first incident, at a bus stop only 2 blocks from the retirement home, a suspect matching Ellenwood's description sexually assaulted and stabbed a 57-year-old woman. She survived, but Utah authorities said they're unclear if they can charge Ellenwood in that case, given the statute of limitations. The murder case went cold after several years, but Ogden police detectives opened it again in 2003. They sent DNA recovered from the incidents to the National DNA Indexing System, called CODIS. In October of last year, a DNA match was discovered and identified Ellenwood as a suspect. His DNA was in the system because of jail time he served in Utah and Idaho in years following the murder. After the DNA match, authorities then tracked Ellenwood to Haines. Ogden Police Lieutenant Danielle Croyle said Odell's grandchildren have been notified of the arrest. Lieutenant Croyle said several law enforcement agencies in Utah, Alaska, and other states assisted in tracking down Ellenwood, including retired Ogden detectives who worked on the murder case 20 years ago. She said it is a relief for such an old case to seemingly come to a close.
It was really a heinous crime, and it was so heartbreaking that we were not able to solve it in an expedited manner.
Alaska court records don't show any previous charges for Ellenwood in this state, and local police said they had no previous run-ins with him since he moved to Haines less than a year ago. Ellenwood worked at a local liquor store and as a custodian for local businesses. Ellenwood was transported to Lemon Creek Correctional Facility in Juneau on Wednesday, where he is being held without bail while he awaits extradition to Utah. Haines and Skagway are back to 100% hydropower after an avalanche last weekend at the Cassadea Creek Hydro Project near Skagway required both communities to switch to diesel for about 2 days. Alaska Power and Telephone Manager Danny Gauntz said he was monitoring the Cassadea project on his computer late Saturday when he noticed some problems. A crew tried to reach the site that night but turned back because of high winds. A crew was instead flown to the site on Sunday, where they discovered avalanche debris had shifted a grate used to keep debris free of the hydro operation. The debris was cleared and the grate reset and the project back online by late Monday. The avalanche also caused minor damage to one of the building structures on site, Gaunt said, but it will just require replacing a few pieces of siding to fix. The 3-megawatt project is located on the east side of Tai Inlet and began operation in 2008. To provide supplemental power to the Goat Lake Hydro Project during the winter and early spring. The Skagway Assembly is having another special meeting Friday. One of the items on the agenda is an emergency ordinance to accommodate an assembly member having to be out of state for medical reasons during the municipality's budget review. Municipal code allows assembly members to join assembly meetings by teleconference only 4 times per year and only for 2 consecutive meetings. but the assembly member in question may be out of state for medical reasons for the next 2 months. So, the assembly on Thursday will consider an emergency ordinance that for the next 60 days would supersede regular code. If passed, it will allow assembly members to participate in meetings by teleconference up to 8 times with no restrictions on consecutive meetings. But also Friday, an ordinance will be introduced to change the code permanently to allow the mayor and assembly members to attend by teleconference a maximum of 8 meetings per year. The emergency ordinance will go into effect immediately if passed, but the ordinance making permanent changes to the code will have public hearings before going into effect. The assembly will also discuss the definitions of farmers markets and convene in executive session to discuss the ore dock access agreement. The meeting takes place at 7 p.m. Friday in assembly chambers. Earth Day is normally celebrated on April 22nd, but Haines likes to wait until it's actually a little springy out to celebrate Earth Day in the Upper Lynn Canal, and the weather couldn't be more accommodating for an Earth Day celebration this Saturday at Haines School. Organizers are packing a lot of education and activities into the 2-hour event. There will be displays on things like permaculture, energy conservation and savings, seaweed recipes and samples, and much more. There will also be a farmers market plant sale. The event includes 2 breakout sessions. Topics for those include information about Marvin Garden and the Garden Gate to School Plate Initiative, home renewable energy systems development, and chickens. Organizer Melissa Aronson explains.
And we encourage everybody who is either raising chickens or interested in raising chickens to gather together just for an open discussion about what works with raising chickens. How do you keep them safe from predators? What varieties do you get here? Where are you getting food? How are you selling eggs? What kind of other processing are you doing?
Also in the breakout sessions, George Figdor will be explaining forming a local organization on climate change.
That is a national group that's very interested and concerned about everything related to climate change and reducing carbon footprint. So that'll be kind of initiating that concept.
The Earth Day Fair will also include Haines Mayor Stephanie Scott awarding the first Mayor's Energy Award. Aronson said the fair should have something for nearly everyone and every interest.
It's a lot of fun to do this, and there's just amazing resources in this community. And you sit down and start talking to people about what should we do. Ideas just percolate. It's an exciting place to live.
The event runs from 10 to noon on Saturday at the Haines School Cafeteria. And now, with our weekly essay feature, here's local author Heather Lindy.
This is what my husband said to my father on the phone. Not much is new here. The weather is great. The kids are doing fine. And they found a murderer in our neighborhood. Make that an alleged murderer. Later, I heard that the guy they were after may have jumped out a second-story window and might have hid in a neighbor's shed before he was captured right before a friend and I walked our dogs in nearly the same location. It was a sunny day. My doors were wide open. There were babies and old people at home up and down the road, so I called the police to see what was happening. They said not to worry. A suspect was in custody. When I shared that with another inquiring neighbor, she said, "Suspected of what?" That night, the radio news reported that the 40-year-old former liquor store clerk, who I later learned also cleaned some businesses, offices, and the bank, and did a pretty good job, and who had lived here about 9 months and was the ex-boyfriend of a friend's mother, was wanted for murder in Utah. People I talked to were shocked. When I read in the paper that he was accused of raping and killing an old lady in an Ogden retirement home and maybe connected to another sexual assault the same day in what was a 20-year-old cold case that recently reopened thanks to DNA testing, I was horrified. The headline statewide read, "Haines man arrested for murder." Really? Well, we are at the northern end of the Inside Passage, smack up against the Canada border. You can't run much farther from anywhere than here, and once you are in Haines, it's not easy to leave without money or a passport. Also, Haines is not as small as we appear. If you seek privacy, it's easy to find. We mostly give people the benefit of the doubt. We try not to judge books by covers. It is not uncommon to hear someone say that while they heard so-and-so is trouble, he or she has always been nice to them, or is a hard worker, or has a good dog. My 80-year-old neighbor Betty and I chatted about all this the next day. She was pleased that our little police department actually caught a murder suspect without injury to anyone and promptly shipped him out of town. I asked if she thought we weren't as safe as we like to believe. Has the world caught up with Haynes? No, Betty said. There aren't that many bad guys out there, and most people are decent folks. Also, the odds of another one, assuming he is convicted of the evil he is accused of, showing up here anytime soon just got a lot smaller. Here's something really big to consider. If he is innocent, will I forget the headlines and welcome him back? And if he is found guilty, will I be able to forgive him?
That was local author Heather Lendy with our weekly essay feature, Small Things Considered. For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Thanks for joining us for your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.